Welcome in, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going deep into the world of Vincent van Gogh. A lot of people, I think, just recognize him as like the sunflowers guy, or maybe even like just the artist with the ear incident. But we're going to go way past that stuff today.
I
I
know.
mean, we're going to explore the life and the work of a true pioneer, a
Absolutely.
true artistic pioneer, and we're going to be using Vincent van Gogh life, art, and legacy as our source material today to really uncover what made this guy tick. And just to start off with something interesting, I was reading that this guy created over 2,100 artworks, but he lived in poverty and only sold one painting during his entire life.
That's incredible. I mean, how does a guy who now sells for millions go completely unnoticed during his time? It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really interesting.
His story isn't just about art. I mean, it's about resilience and mental health struggles, obviously. And I think it's about this really complex relationship between artistic genius and recognition. I think to really understand Van Gogh's work, we need to understand the man.
Okay, so let's just start right at the beginning. Vincent was born in the Netherlands in 1853 to a minister's family. He had this love for nature and art from a young age. But his path to being an artist wasn't a straight line.
No, not at all.
Right.
He worked in an art dealership for a while, and he even thought about becoming a clergyman.
Oh, wow.
I think all of those early experiences of exploring different things really fed into the depth and humanity we see in his later work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's like he was kind of like searching for his purpose, before he fully embraced, the artistic side of himself. His early work reflects this exploration too, don't you think? Like, if you look at the potato eaters, for example, that's a far cry from like the vibrant sunflowers that everyone thinks of.
The potato eaters from 1885, it's a really great example of his early style. It's somber. It's really focused on the struggles of just working class people.
Yeah.
And you can see, I think, the influence of Dutch realism in it too. With the dark tones and the rough brushwork, it's like he's trying to convey the weight of their hardship through the way he's putting the paint on the canvas,
It's a big difference from the vibrant colors and the expressive style that he developed later, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that shift in style, I think, is largely because he moved to Paris in 1886.
Ah, Paris. It almost been huge. I mean, living with his brother, who was an art dealer, Theo, it must have opened up like a whole new world for him.
Absolutely. It was a pivotal point in his development as an artist. I mean, imagine being exposed to the Impressionists and Japanese woodblock prints for the first time. It's this explosion of light, color, and new ways of, seeing the world. I
Yeah.
mean, you think of Monet's play of light and the bold compositions of Japanese art.
It's like you could see the wheels turning in his head as he's just absorbing all these new influences.
Absolutely. And it's not, he's not just adopting those styles. Van Gogh takes those elements and he makes his own path. He starts experimenting with the brighter colors and shorter, more expressive brush strokes. This is where we start to see the seeds of his signature style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wasn't just imitating, he was innovating.
Exactly. It's an important distinction. He was influenced by artists like Monet and
Oh,
Gauguin,
yeah.
undoubtedly, but he never lost sight of his own artistic voice. He absorbed these techniques and he molded them into something new and expressive, something different.
That leads us to Arles in 1888. What drew him to the south of France?
Well, it seems like he was looking for a different kind of light, a more intense, almost spiritual connection to nature. He wanted peace, he wanted inspiration, and I think he found it in the landscapes of Arles.
And that's where he creates like some of his most iconic works, right?
Yes, sunflowers. The bedroom, cafe terrace at night. These paintings all come from this period.
Wow.
These works really solidified his place in art history. They all have this energy, this vibrant use of color that you can almost touch.
It's interesting though, because while his art's flourishing in Arles, we also see his mental health kind of deteriorating. It's a weird paradox.
Yeah, you're right. There's a darkness there. And underneath this very productive period, his relationship with Gauguin gets strained, culminating in the ear incident.
Yeah, a tragic episode that we need to approach with sensitivity and understanding of mental illness, Ram.
Absolutely. We can't diagnose Van Gogh from a modern perspective, of course, but his letters to Theo offer some insight, I think, into his struggles. I mean, that they're incredibly personal, raw, and they reveal this brilliant mind grappling with inner turmoil.
It really shows the complicated relationship between creativity and mental health.
For sure. It's a delicate balance. Yeah. And in Van Gogh's case, I think those things were deeply intertwined.
It's heartbreaking to read about his struggles, but it's also inspiring to see how he channeled them into his art.
Right.
Like, take The Starry Night, for example.
Yeah.
It was painted during his stay at the asylum in Saramy, but it's one of his most, like, well-known works.
Right. It's a powerful piece. I mean, those swirling brush strokes, the blues and yellows.
Yeah.
They capture a kind of emotional intensity that is both beautiful and kind of unsettling.
Yeah. It really makes you think how experiences, even the hard ones, the painful ones, can be turned into art.
Mm.
The Starry Night is such a good example of that. It goes beyond just his struggles and kind of speaks to everyone about what it means to be human.
It reminds us that beauty can come from anywhere, you know, even the darkest places. And that resilience, that determination to create no matter what, that's what makes his art so powerful. But the darkness won, you know, in the end. In 1890, Van Gogh took his own life. He was only 37.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking ending to a life that was so brilliant, but also filled with suffering. And it makes it even sadder that he only really became famous after he was gone.
I know. It's hard to even imagine, right? Creating all these incredible pieces that are worth millions today, and living in obscurity and being broke your whole life.
Yeah, the irony is crazy. It makes you wonder, you know, what if he had gotten the recognition when he was alive? What if people had supported him? Would things have been different?
That's a question that, you know, everyone who studies art history and people who just love Van Gogh, it's a question they keep asking. Would all that recognition have helped him? Would it have changed the art he made? It's all just speculation.
But at least his story doesn't end there, right? His brother's widow, Johanna Van Gogh Bonger, she did so much to make sure people saw his art.
She was so important to his legacy. She saw how brilliant his work was, and she really dedicated herself to promoting it. You know, she shared his letters, put together exhibitions, and just really fought for his art to be seen.
I mean, without her, who knows if Van Gogh would be the huge name he is today, you know?
It's definitely possible. Her hard work meant that his art, it went beyond his personal tragedy and touched so many lives. I mean, people he never even met.
And his impact on the art world, I mean, it's undeniable. The way he used the brush, those bold colors, how he could show raw human emotion. So many artists that came after him, you can see his influence.
Oh yeah, totally. Think about movements like Expressionism, Fauvism, even Abstract Expressionism.
Mm-hmm.
They all owe something to Van Gogh. He really changed things. He paved the way for artists to explore all those deep human experiences with color and shapes and forms.
He showed us that art doesn't have to be pretty or perfect to be powerful. You can be messy, even unsettling, but it can still say so much about what it means to be human.
Exactly. And I think that's why we're still drawn to his work. I mean, yeah, he was brilliant technically, but it's more than that. It's the vulnerability, the honesty, the pure emotion. It goes beyond time. You know, we see ourselves in his struggles and him trying to find meaning, even in his despair, but also in the moments when he finds something bigger, something better.
His art reminds us that, you know, we're not alone in this human experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we're wrapping up our deep dive into the world of Vincent Van Gogh, I mean, what are some of the main things that we should remember?
Well, I think it's important to remember that brilliance, genius, sometimes it just goes unnoticed.
Hmm.
And that means we need to support artists, not just by buying their work,
right,
but by really being there for them, you know, emotionally.
And it makes us think, doesn't it? We need to look beyond what's on the surface to really understand the stories behind the art.
Absolutely. And maybe the most important thing is that even in the darkest times, there can be beauty. Even in all the suffering, there can be hope.
Van Gogh's story shows us how powerful art is. It can take a personal tragedy and turn it into something that connects us all. And it shows how strong the human spirit is, you know, how resilient, how creative, how we can find meaning even when things are really, really tough. It really makes you think about the light and the dark, right? Not just in the art, but in life. How artists, they can take all that and put it onto a canvas, and it speaks to so many people.
It's amazing. Van Gogh's story, it really makes us challenge ourselves, you know, to look deeper, to see that vulnerability and emotion that fuels art, to find beauty in the darkness. And to see how strong you have to be to create something when you're suffering.
Yeah, and it's a reminder that beauty can come from anywhere, even the most unexpected places.
Yeah.
And maybe it makes us want to be more kind, more empathetic, you know, to those who put themselves out there like that. So, honestly.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, think about it. What if Van Gogh had gotten all the praise he deserved when he was alive? Would his life have been different? Would his art be different? We don't know.
It makes you wonder, right, about how society treats artists, how we can support them and help them grow, and how important it is to see beauty no matter where it comes from.
It all comes back to the idea that every brushstroke, every little bit of color tells a story, and it's our job to listen.
So, well, I guess that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of Vincent van Gogh. What a journey.
It was great.
And to everyone listening, we hope this has given you a new appreciation for van Gogh, for his art, for his life, and for how powerful creativity can be. So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep looking for beauty everywhere.